I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Islam and American culture are explored in Sandow Burke's exhibition American Quran, on display at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus January 21st through March 19th. The exhibition integrates ink and gouache paintings, calligraphy, and the verses of the Quran with scenes of American life to explore and express our shared humanity. Sandow Burke is here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what motivated you to spend a decade developing the art in this exhibition?
I'm an artist in Los Angeles, and I tend to do projects grand in scope. And a previous project I was working on when George Bush was the president, I worked on a series of 15 enormous woodblock prints that told the story of the war in Iraq from the beginning to what was the imaginary end at the time, because the war was still going on. And there was this whole discussion of, you know, is Islam fundamentally at odds with the West? Is this a clash of cultures? Is the Quran a violent book? All this was the ideas that were floating around. I realized at some point that, being a lifetime surfer, I travel a lot to go surfing, and I started to count all the times I had been to Islamic countries on my surfing trips, and I think I counted 10 or 11 trips, extended trips to Morocco and Indonesia and India and southern Philippines and all these Islamic places where I had fantastic experiences and met interesting people and visited mosques and things. And so listening to this whole discourse, I was hearing people say, like, the heart and soul of American culture is based on this ancient book from the Middle East called the Bible. But then there's this other ancient book from the Middle East, and that's a totally crazy book that we can't even comprehend. And that just didn't seem to make any sense to me.
And so how has your relationship with Islam and its tenets changed over the course of a decade of exploring it through art?
To put it really simply, if you have no idea what the Quran is and you open it to any page and start reading, you'll find it remarkably familiar. I mean, it's the story of Adam and Eve, Noah's Ark, Abraham and Isaac, Job, Jesus and Mary. Mary's talked about more in the Quran than in the Bible. It's just all the same stories you've heard your whole life.
Walk us through a little bit how you've applied some of the verses of the Quran to scenes of American life.
So what I did with the project is I bought a version of the Quran and I sort of put myself into this mental state of fake naivete where I just said, I'm going to forget everything I've maybe been told and just take the Quran at face value. The Quran says it's a message from God sent down to all humanity. And I thought, well, I'm a human and I live in California in the 21st century. So what could this message mean to my life? I decided to make an illuminated manuscript of the entire book, and during the course of it, I would transcribe the text and ponder it as I was transcribing it in English. But the images in my project are all scenes of contemporary life in the United States. A simple example would be in the passages talking about the flood and Noah's Ark. You know, it's sort of hard to imagine the entire world being wiped out by a flood, but it's really easy to remember what Hurricane Katrina did to New Orleans. So that was like a contemporary event that was a metaphor for the Bible's flood.
And on opening weekend, you will be involved in a panel discussion called Who's Quran? What will the focus of that discussion be and why?
I guess the place of the Quran in the world, I think a general American misconception is that they take, you know, Saudi Arabia or the Middle East is Islam, where in reality, I think 80% of Muslims do not live in the Middle East, have never been to the Middle East, do not speak Arabic. The vast majority of Muslims live in tropical Southeast Asia in the jungle, but Americans immediately think of deserts and camels and things. And so it's a mistake to think that. The Quran is a global religion.
Do you feel, in the wake of our recent divisive election and all the heat that's flowing around about Islam, that this exhibit has a new context?
The sad thing about this project, I did begin it 9 or 10 years ago, and at the time I began it, people would say, oh, it's so timely what you're doing. And the sad thing is 10 years go by and people say, oh, it's so timely what you're doing. So over the course of a decade, American culture hasn't moved towards a greater understanding of Islam is sad. I think you could easily argue that in the last 20 years, the Quran is the most important book in the world, for better or for worse, for political reasons, for global wars going on. And the fact that us as intelligent Americans maybe have no idea what the Quran says while we're voting and sending our kids off to wars and sending our tax money to fight things, it's simple common sense that we should have at least a glimmer of what the Quran says inside.
Artist Sandow Burke, whose exhibition American Quran opens at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on Saturday, January 21st and runs through March 19th. There'll be a free opening reception on Friday evening, January 20th, a panel discussion on January 21st, and many other related events through March. For more information, including a complete event schedule, jsma.uoregon.edu and sandowburke.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.